political battle lines in the torture debate seem to be hardening. Former Vice President Dick Cheney told the CBS program Face the Nation that harsh questioning techniques authorized during the Bush administration helped to stop terrorist attacks that were in the planning stages.
No regrets. I think it was absolutely the right thing to do. I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, that we saved thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of lives. I think if you look at this intelligence program, that when things are quieter 20 or 30 years from now, you'll be able to look back on this and say this is one of the great success stories of American intelligence.
Mr. Cheney said the simulated drowning technique known as waterboarding forced useful information from terrorist suspects, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind behind the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. But opponents of the techniques, which they refer to as torture, are just as determined to keep demanding accountability from those who approve the policy. The Reverend Richard Kilmer is executive director of the National Religious Campaign Against Torture.
One of our priorities for 2009 is to advocate for an independent, nonpartisan commission of inquiry to investigate torture policies and practices since 9/11. So that we know what safeguards are needed to assure that torture never happens again.
Kilmer and other activists want a broader investigation into the torture allegations than those already being pursued by the Justice Department and the Senate Intelligence Committee. Religious leaders opposed to torture are speaking out in the wake of recent public opinion polls that show the American public is divided on whether harsh interrogation techniques are justified to protect the country from future terrorist attacks. John Fortier is a political analyst at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
It's almost a 50-50 issue in the polls. Some people worry that, hey, maybe we occasionally do need very strong tactics, occasionally do need to sacrifice some civil liberties for the sake of fighting terrorism.
President Barack Obama has outlawed the controversial interrogation techniques approved by the Bush administration, in part because Mr. Obama believes the information gleaned from the terrorist suspects could have been obtained in other ways.
So I will do whatever is required to keep the American people safe. But I am absolutely convinced that the best way I can do that is to make sure that we are not taking shortcuts that undermine who we are.
Opposition Republicans are resisting calls for a massive review of Bush administration interrogation policies, fearing that could lead to political persecution. This is Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee.
If we're going to ask lawyers who were asked to give legal opinions, we're going to investigate them, jeopardize their career, second guess them, look back, then where does that stop? I mean, do we not also have to look at the people who ask for those techniques, at people who approve those techniques?
Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says an independent inquiry would be hard to control once it began. And he says Obama administration officials worry that it would become a huge political distraction for a new president trying to get his domestic agenda through the Congress.
You'll hear complaints about show trials and politicization of legal issues. And then there's this question of, you know, where do you stop? Do you go after every attorney who gave legal advice? And if you do, you go after elected officials, and there will be more memos. And it really is opening up a can. I think a lot of people, including senior Democrats in the White House, are concerned about this.
Religious opponents of torture say they are less concerned with the politics of the issue than in doing the right thing. Linda Gustitis is president of the National Religious Campaign Against Torture. Her group has launched a major effort to convince the public that any form of torture is morally wrong and should be banned.
We've made it a priority to ask faith leaders to speak to their congregations about the immorality of torture and the need for people of faith to be vocal and visible about opposing it.
But former Vice President Cheney is equally adamant that the national security changes made by the Obama administration have left the U.S. more vulnerable to terrorist attack.
Then I think it's fair to argue, and I do argue, that that means in the future, we're not going to have the same safeguards we've had for the last 8 years.
An internal Justice Department inquiry reportedly is near completion that criticizes some Bush administration lawyers for writing legal opinions that justified the harsh interrogation techniques. But several news agencies say the report does not recommend prosecuting the former officials who authorized the use of the techniques. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.